Said we were too young. Our kind of love was no fun. But our love comes from above. Let's make love.
Happy belated birthday, Bowie. Happy belated birthday. I didn't realize this. I probably knew this in the past. I'm just an idiot. He was born on the 8th of January, and he passed away on the 10th of January. I don't know how I didn't realize that until the internet told me. Also, birthdays today, and it almost slipped by me. Hours left, and Paul has
saved you at the 11th hour.
Yeah, brought it to my attention. So here we are. Big birthday for both of us. This is one of our bigger musical birthdays, I think.
Yeah, probably as big as it gets.
Clarence Clemens, how old would he have been today? Can we figure that out? We have
it was upper 70s, I think.
Yeah, I think he had a good run. Let's see, Clarence Clemens. I should have put more preparation into the evening. Oh, 1942 to 2011. Gosh,
wow.
Was it that long ago? 9 years. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really hard to believe. Yeah. And it's also kind of hard to believe how old he would have been. Cause
yeah. Okay, so that's 60, 70, yeah, 69.
No, 70. He'd have been 79.
79. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Numbers? Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Man. Well, anyways, so let's do this. Yeah, well, I think the obvious one here is also the best choice. So here's Jungle Land from Springsteen. Here's the Clarence.
Midnight gangs assemble and pick their rendezvous for the night. the city, two hearts beat. Soul engines running through a night so tender. In a bedroom locked, in whispers of soft refusal, and then surrender. In the tunnels uptown, the rats on dream guns and down. The shots echo down them hallways in the night. No one watches and the ambulance pulls away. Where's the girl shuts out the bedroom light? Outside the streets on fire in a real death waltz. Between what's flesh and what's fantasy. Man, the poets down here don't write nothing at all. They just stand back and let it all be. And in the quick of the night, they reach for their moment and try to make an honest stand. But they wind up wounded, not even dead. Tonight in jungle land.
Happy birthday, Clarence. Man, like even without the emotional attachment to that, it still hits pretty hard. So speaking of hitting pretty hard, we're going to do, Steve Earle finally released JT, the song of covers of his son's songs, the album of covers of his son's songs. And the only original song on the album is the last song titled Last Words. So here's Steve Earle with his closing track for his tribute to his son, Last Words.
I was there when you were born. Took you from mama's arms, stood in awe, a witness to the first breath that you ever drew. I wish I could have held you when you left this world like I did then. Last time we spoke on the phone, and we hung up, and now you're gone. Last thing I said was I love you. Your last words to me were I love you. So bad, just knew you did. It makes me sad. Say everything I knew to say, could not make it go away. Wherever you're traveling now, love you. Your last words to me were, I love you too.
That was Brandi Carlile, Searching With My Good Eye Closed. That's a Soundgarden cover that I think she released for Record Store Day on like a 45 last year. And they just now put it out on Spotify. So you didn't have to be one of the people in line to be able to listen to it. Yeah.
Convenience.
Very convenient, yes. Speaking of words that sound like convenient, it's a stretch. The Hold Steady released a new song called Heavy Covenant. Yeah, sorry, that was the best I had.
He's here till midnight.
I'm here till midnight. I might even leave early. No, okay, here's Hold Steady, Heavy Covenant.
On the microwave and the ashtray in the kitchenette, I could tell that it was difficult to bring that sort of subject up. It was tough to bring the subject up. City on a power play, in the garden with a day to spare, and if you know the perfect words to say, you can get it almost anywhere. That's a pretty heavy covenant to make with someone powerless. He said I'll ask about that other stuff if you're still prepared to pay for it. Gonna slide your little phone into the airplane mode. Motel Mariposa, a little south of downtown on the frontage road. Seeing stars in the scorch mark, hearing bass lines in the buzzing of the lights. Call down to the desk and say we're gonna need another night. We're gonna stay a second night. I sell software made for offices. It increases their efficiency. Hospitals and local governments. It's a pretty heavy covenant. In a taxi to the airport, I was hoping for Tucson around 10. Staring at the skyline.
watched him play his instrument, a resonator with a missing string. I asked him about the songs he did, how he decides what songs he's gonna sing. Then I asked if I could shake his hand, and I palmed him almost 40 bucks. Then I asked about the other stuff. On the microwave, the ashtray in the kitchenette, I could tell that it was difficult. Sleeper city with the underplay, you can get it almost anywhere if you know the perfect words to say. That's a pretty heavy covenant to make with someone powerless. He said I'll ask about that other stuff. Met a guy up in some music club, gave him almost 40 bucks to make it safe to bring a subject up. Cause it's tough to bring a subject up. Cause it's tough to bring a subject up.
Here's Bill Callahan doing a cover, an old gospel cover, Miracles, featuring Ty Segall.
If you believe and if you try, you can do anything. You can do them. Miracles, you can do them. Are human, only human. Miracles, miracles. Well, you can do them. Miracles. Well, you can do them. Miracles. Well, you can do them. Miracles. Things that seem impossible. But he did a miracle, a miracle. You might know him, he lives in Memphis. He manufactures automobiles. He manufactures miracles. Called him Spaceman, they called him Spaceman. You can do 'em.
Alright, speaking of covers, here's a local fella, Sean Whiting, doing Men at Work's Land Down Under. So there we have it, Sean Whiting's newish Land Down Under. It's been a staple of his live shows for a long time. In fact, as long as I've known him, and he finally recorded it. Have you seen Sean live?
I have not.
Oh, man. To be in the room with him when he's singing, it'll rattle your bone. But for, he is that voice, just like, you can probably hear that. Anyhow, so in the studio tonight, we have good friend, banker, politician, musician, a little bit of everything, a man of many hats.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, no hat tonight, but...
I got a hood.
You got a hood. No, don't do
no,
that.
No, it's blue.
Just it's blue. Paul Mallory. Sorry, I forgot to give
I gave
the introduction, but I didn't give the name. I was like, what am I going to say? Yes, his name. Paul Mallory. He's here. What's up?
Well, not much. It's been, you know, ran into you randomly here, you know, a couple weeks back and kind of caught up a little bit, but it's been crazy, but I don't know. This is pretty cool because... I would say that of the people I know in my life, I can't think of anybody I've probably known longer than you.
Yeah, I actually was mentioning that to my wife earlier. I was like, you know, me and Paul go way back.
Yeah, like, I mean...
like, we were playing with G.I. Joes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Ninja Turtles and probably everything else.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, long history, but...
I think... Did I hit you over the head with a backhoe once?
I think so, at one of your birthday parties,
maybe? I don't remember this, but I've been told about it. Yeah.
I think your mom's still mad at you over that.
Yeah. But that was the last time I ever hit anybody over the head with a backhoe, if it makes you feel better. Yeah, it's funny, like, bumping into you, because this year has been so long, but so drawn out. And I don't know, maybe it's not this way for you, but for me, because I'm used to, you know, not being at home, like, I see you, and you say, how have you been? And I respond in a similar way as if I had, like, oh, it's been a couple months or months since I've seen you.
Right.
Which in reality had been a year. So I'm just like, oh, this is what's happened since I saw you last.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's a formality normally. Like, you know, how are you? Oh, good. What's been up? You know, same old stuff. But then, no, not, not the same old stuff.
Yeah. But same old stuff. Let's forget 2020 didn't happen.
I'm good with that.
Well, yeah. What were you doing in town with your studio?
Yeah.
Mastertone Studios.
Mastertone Studios. Yeah. Yeah. Me and Jared Childers do that together here. He we've had primarily mostly gospel artists in the studio. A lot of his contacts. It's been pretty cool. I mean, just to get to work with different people and things. You know, we've really spanned quite the spectrum. You've been there and messed around with some. Been working here recently with Hannah Wheeler on some stuff. It's been hard to, of course, there's not been a lot of stuff going on for us because of COVID. So, you know, that sucks. But, we've done, I don't know if I could put a number on how many. We've been open really for about 5 years, probably five or 6 years, believe it or not. Yeah. Averaging several projects a year probably, but span the spectrum from bluegrass to just people wanting to come in and track vocals, the gospel, and we've done some rock stuff, and I'm trying to think of anything interesting, but yeah.
You've even done some of the commercial spots.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here on 104. We did one together.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a homestead.
That's right. John I forgot Bowman. About that one.
Yeah. I've been working on the hill of homestead.
I forgot about that.
I hear it from time to time.
So you got to remind me of things I've done. We've done a lot of different stuff. Yeah. I think that I know Jared's done some commercials for the bank and stuff.
Yeah, I hear Jared on here.
Yeah, so he comes here sometimes and does those, but then sometimes, I guess when he's got time, he'll do them down there. And I mean, we can do just about anything, though. We've, you know, tracked live full bands and all kinds of different instrumentation, and so it's
I used to show up randomly and like there would be, you know, you never knew what you were gonna see.
Yeah.
And so did you guys have you tried to figure out workarounds for this year, or are you just kind of taking the year to work on other things?
Yeah, we've sort of just chalked it up as a loss. We've done a little bit, probably just we did two or three things mainly at the end of the year. When everything was shut down, we said, you know, we'll stay shut down too, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just been difficult to figure out how to make that work. It's just kind of have to go by good faith. You know, everybody show up and you're not sick, are you, kind of thing, you know, so.
And I go, no.
Yeah, exactly. But you do that all the time anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I do it constantly.
I wouldn't know.
It's funny. I was like, I may have been the one that brought COVID into this world. Yeah. Like, I think those symptoms, that's me all the time. I was born with it.
Yeah.
So what else? What else have you? What? How have you been occupying your mind and time in 2020?
Well, you know, I've been playing in a local band, kind of hard rock cover band, Bacchus. We actually played a couple shows this year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. We played in August, and then I think it was Halloween.
Oh, again, you did do that
at the AmVets.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, we try to play about once a week or something, keeping that low key, but. You know, that's been different musically for me to play. You know,
not necessarily where you come from.
not my wheelhouse, but you know, I don't mind to get outside the comfort zone there, and you know, I like the music. So it's just, you know, always played more classic rock style stuff, and you know that probably better than just about anybody. But yeah. You know, play Foo Fighters and even to Black Sabbath and. Everything
I mean,
between.
I've heard you do Coheed and Cambria's. And,
yeah.
And for those that don't know, which is probably most of you, some of you, I don't know, Paul and I, we mentioned we go way back, but Paul and I have been playing music together since before we could drive.
Yeah, definitely before we could drive.
You know, we played a high school dance together, me, you, and
it
Craig.
Was a, yeah, Craig Friel. Yeah. It was after a football game. It was like a, what do you call it?
Just a dance.
I don't know. Yeah.
Dance. Yeah. We didn't have like the themes for our dances except for the prompt.
Right.
It was impromptu, right?
I think like that day, what was the other band that played that night? It was Matt Sparks.
So I was playing with Matt.
Yes.
And I think, I'm trying to remember. I should have tried to remember this before. I think there was supposed to be another band. There were supposed to be two of us. And then the second band was like, nope.
That sounds right.
Because that's what happens. And. Since I was playing, I was like, hey, I know some guys.
Yeah.
And you got, because you were both playing in the high school band at the time, right?
I think he was. He played in there some.
You were.
I definitely was.
And he
yeah.
was just, because I don't think I was in the high school band yet.
Probably not.
Because I don't think
we
I started until junior year.
This was probably our freshman-ish year
freshman
of high school.
Yeah. So
freshman or sophomore.
Yeah. So anyways, I was like, hey, you two, you guys want to play a show? And we showed up without a singer.
Yep, as we often did.
As we often did, and we hadn't actually played.
I don't think
like,
so.
Officially, we would just like get together and jam sometimes.
Yeah.
At this point.
Right, and I think we'd like I don't know. We know about half of Stairway to Heaven, and
which was way more than the other band I played with knew.
Yeah, because you were full blown punk at that point. Chains and skateboarding.
Yeah,
and
I had the Etnies on and a big dog chain on my wallet and spiked hair. But,
this was like the top, the peak of pop punk.
Yeah, this was Blink-182's heyday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did that, and then...
I'll tell you what else we did then right after that summer was...
Birthday party.
Yes. Bethany's birthday party.
My vocal debut.
Yes.
Also, ironically, we rehearsed for this show, but we didn't have a PA.
That's right.
So I didn't rehearse singing. And I didn't sing. It was like, this was long before we understood how things worked. So we were just like, yeah, words, singing.
Yeah.
That happens. We'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
just sing later. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just thought that I was going to show up. And you sang Pinball? Oh. Or did your dad sing Pinball Wizard?
Did he? I don't remember.
Oh, I think maybe your dad sang Pinball Wizard.
Maybe. We had like probably, I'd say 10 or 12 songs.
Yeah, we played for at least an hour. Or about an hour.
Yeah.
Jamming and stuff.
Yeah, we did, of course, Yellow was the one you sang, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a VHS of this out there somewhere.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm glad that doesn't exist.
I'm pretty sure there is.
It was, I will very quickly admit, it was awful. At least the vocals. Like I had, like I said, I'd never sang before that point.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, I'll learn how then. It can't be that hard. Right?
Well, I mean, you and I were both obsessed with the guitar, so
right,
it's like, oh,
yeah.
Singing, yeah, sure, whatever. Yeah. Well,
and I think we played several songs that day without a vocalist.
Yeah, we did. I think Cashmere.
We did play Cashmere.
Yeah.
Like all 10 minutes of it.
Yeah.
No singing. just guitars and drums. Did we do Moby Dick also? Probably.
Yeah, and probably let him do a drum solo. Yeah. That sounds right.
I feel like we did Pinball Wizard. I really want to say your dad sang Pinball Wizard.
I think you're right now that I can picture that video of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like a very distorted microphone that no one had control of.
Yeah, or could hear, really.
Yeah. Because it was just turn your amps up and...
Yeah, oh,
play
man.
Distorted guitar.
I miss that. I miss playing without knowing what you're supposed to do.
It was
so much.
There was no
fun.
Stress.
There was no stress. There was no, yeah. There's no telling what amp I was playing through.
Yeah, I think
probably
I had that
the
old
worst.
That PV solid state amp.
Yeah,
that I
think
had
I had
top.
Like a Marshall MG
probably
something, like 20 watt thing. Yeah, but anyways, so and then we were really popular. On 213.
North Stanton
North
was our
Stanton
stomping
was,
grounds.
Yeah. Fair City Lights, which with Fair City Lights, the band.
Right. Which is, it's funny that we played Jungleland earlier, which is where we got our name.
Which is where we got our name.
I'll tell you a funny story, too. I remember this vividly because I was my last semester at UK, and a couple of guys that I went to school with, we took a road trip on spring break, mm-hmm. went to the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. We were somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Colorado. I think you texted me and were like, hey, we should start a band.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, sure. When I get back, I'm kind of out of town right now,
yeah.
but
yeah.
yeah, we'll get together. And that's kind of how it started.
Yeah.
I remember sitting in the back seat of a rented, I don't know, Chevy something.
Malibu.
Malibu, yeah. probably. And yeah.
Huh. That's fun. Yeah, I remember I think I just like moved back to town.
Yeah, you'd been in Northern Kentucky.
Yeah, break up, all that yeah. stuff. I got back and I was like, I need a band. And we were 2-3 years?
Probably, that was 2009. It was probably about 3 years.
3 years, yeah. And we did the Decent Exposure thing.
Yeah.
And won,
yeah.
somehow.
It was because of Joe Cocker, I think.
Yeah, it was in Whipping Post.
Yeah.
But it had nothing to do with our songs.
No, no.
But, yeah, so we did that. And it's funny, so Springsteen prompted the name for the band, and then the band prompted the name for my album.
Right.
My album has nothing to do with Jungleland, except for the fact that I ripped off all the Springsteen songs for it. But, yeah, so man, we've been at it for a while, and then we continue to work together, because
yeah.
I recorded the, was it East Kentucky? The video? I did the video.
Yes. That was, yeah.
Master Tone.
Right, that was with us.
Yeah. And just, yeah.
Hung out a little bit with you while you were recording your last album.
Yep.
Messed
yep.
around.
Yeah, you came and yeah. played, I think you played two songs, and neither one of them ended up on the record.
Yeah.
not because of you. That was all my fault. But what did you play?
Well, on the
You did throw me under on the first
on
one.
On the first one, I came down to Lexington and played on that one. Yeah, I think you ended up not keeping it. And then I don't remember on, I don't think I played anything on this last one. I think I just came up there
just came
and
hung out.
Kind of. Yeah, listen to it.
Yeah.
And
because you were helping me figure out the studio part.
Yeah.
You were helping
yeah.
me, like, learn how to do my job.
You hit the record button,
yeah,
see?
I was like, oh.
And don't mess up.
You got to hit record and play at the same time. Yeah. Yeah. Man, I was thinking you played on this one. Maybe not.
I don't think so. Yeah. Something else we did fairly recently was the when me and you and Kyle... And Jared played at the Kiwanis auction.
Yeah.
We did some covers for
that
charity.
That was fun. That was for charity. Yeah, that was really fun. That was like one. It, you know, we just showed up and played.
Yeah,
did we rehearse? We didn't rehearse.
We rehearsed one night.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's the way I like to do things.
Yeah, it's more just keeps you on the edge a little bit.
Yeah, it sure does. That's what. Did you come to the Skinner tribute show?
No.
Did you know about it?
I don't think I knew about it.
Oh,
I would have been there.
Man, this was. Oh, I don't remember now. Anyways, it was me, Laidback, Austin Lewis playing. That kid can play. Oh, man, that kid's a great guitarist. Jerry Van Landingham played drums. Chris Justice played bass. And Ryan Allen played some keys. So we had, like, the full spread. And we even got a bunch of old PV amps that didn't work and put in front of our amps.
Oh, yeah.
So it was lined with PVs. But anyways, we did a Skinner tribute show and we rehearsed once.
Yeah.
We played for 3 hours and rehearsed once. But that was a lot of fun. Why did I even say that? That's why. That's because.
Well, because you, yeah, I mean, you know, whenever I think it forces you to have to really pay attention to what you're doing, and you really got to know the material you're playing if you're going to do that.
And it's Skinner. Like, it is. I mean, you know,
as long as somebody can kind of take off and lead that stuff, probably everybody can kind of follow with them. But
yeah, and that was like we. It was sort of Last Waltz type setup where the singers rotate. Like we had 20 different singers throughout the night. So we didn't have to worry with the lyrics. We didn't have to worry. We were just like, listen, we'll start the songs and end the songs, and you make sure we are in the right place in the middle of the songs. So it usually worked. For most of the night, it worked.
Yeah.
But we should do that again. I was actually, just to speak my mind here, well, before all this happened, we were talking about trying to start doing a Last Waltz thing again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I'd like you to be a part of it if you're game.
That'd be blast, yeah.
Because... You know, yeah, because you're good. Like, I tell people all the time, you're one of my favorite guitarists. Like, even, I said that back when you were the only guitarist I knew, but I still say it knowing many, many guitar players. But, yeah, what? Sorry. I'm just like catching up with Paul here.
Yeah, right? I mean,
he's like, hey, it's good to see you. Man, how you been?
Yeah.
So what are you doing anything outside of music? Are you working on anything?
Nothing major. Efforts, I guess you would say, I don't know the exact word for it. I've been the president of the Kiwanis Club here in the county for in the second term of that. So, you know, we put up all the Christmas lights and all that kind of stuff. So.
Oh, is that who does that?
Yeah. Well, this, in conjunction with the city. And
did you ever find the Nutcracker?
They found the Nutcracker, so everyone can go to sleep now.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. But yeah, that's something I've been into. Just came off the city council.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
So, you know, those are things kind of occupying time a little bit. I feel like I'm forgetting something, honestly.
I'm sure, we've still got time to remember.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking if someone were to correctly steal all the lights, I was thinking how funny it would be if I took them all at once. Like not, I'm going to take this one, but like if you, you know, really put it together. So it was all gone. And then this was before I knew that you were part of it. But like, then I was assuming that whoever was in charge of taking it down was going to be like, oh, well, Jim must have done it. And Jim was going to be like, oh, I thought he like, must have. Like, nobody would say anything, but everybody would think that they were just taken down. Because I was going to do this, like, you know, last week.
This is Ocean's One.
Yeah. Ocean's One. Yeah. So it was just going to be like, everybody was going to go, oh, I guess they already. The other guy already got that.
Yeah.
And then I've got however many thousands of Christmas lights. And then I was just going to wait till next year and put them up. I wasn't going to steal them or take them.
Right.
I was just going to put them up again next year. Just for the same confusion. For everyone to go, oh, well, I guess Jim put it up.
Yeah. If you did that, probably no one would care.
And no one would care. And at some point they would go, I think someone stole these, but they seem to be doing a job for us, so that's okay.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, it's a Christmas miracle. I spent like a good solid 20 minutes the other night telling me and Christy were making up this scenario. I was like, wouldn't that be
that's
fun?
That's a pretty well thought out plan.
Yeah, but when did you get them down?
No, they're still up, I think. It's, okay. You know.
How many are there?
There are, I don't know if there's an exact number count. I know what they cost, and I know there's probably... I would say it's probably five figures what's put into them at this point.
Kidding.
It's a lot of money.
Wow.
Because they cost several hundred dollars a piece.
Mm.
A lot of them do. The smaller ones even cost, you know, $100, $200 a piece. So,
man.
Yeah.
Like I said, I had assumed that they were expensive, but I didn't
realize
that much.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Now, what is the process of choosing the manufacturer for your lights? like, do you have like a smorgasbord in front of you?
Let me answer your question with a question. Have you been to Pigeon Forge?
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, there's a company down
Christmas
there.
Christmas Island or whatever.
There's, what's it called? There's a place called Christmas Done Bright.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's down there, I think. You know, you pass it on your way in to go eat at the old mill.
It's always lit up. Yeah.
Yeah, lit up. But... I don't really exactly remember how we came to pick that exact one, but they've been really good to work with. So that's where, well, a lot of money's gone for sure. I'd say they supply to a lot of cities.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Like I'm genuinely like, oh, that's neat. Yeah. Now I feel like I know. I feel like I've gone under the city into where the steam, like where everything runs. You know?
Yeah.
They're like, this is how we power the lights in the city.
Yeah, there's one big switch they flip on every morning about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And switch it back down at like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So real question. What was it? I had a question in mind. Jeez. Come on now, Josh. What was it? It was a good one. It was going to be funny. It's probably not that funny. Still, we were still in the lights. Is what I was. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, for real, how do you guys decide where they get put?
Well, we got.
It's not as interesting as I thought.
Hilarious question, Josh. There was a meeting between, me and the mayor, the city tourism director, and a couple other people that are big in helping put the lights up. David Flatt, that works for the city, and Tommy Mays, who's on the city council and also in Kiwanis. And we all got together and made a kind of a basic game plan. The first couple of years, it was kind of like we got them kind of, I think Annie Kinzer kind of orchestrated it when we first got going, but they're kind of stuck them here and there in a few different places, and we tried to get a little more organized this year as far as everybody was on the same page, but we got together, kind of made a rough map of where they needed to go, which it's difficult. It's more difficult than you would imagine to do that because you have to have electricity, you know, there.
Right.
So we get,
and just space.
Yeah. Space and electricity. That's one reason that we get so many people asking how come they're not in this part of town, or how come you're in Stanton and not Clay City and these things. But it's primarily the infrastructure is one major issue. The light poles on Main Street in Stanton have electricity on every other pole. So that's specifically there for those kind of things. The ones that are out here in front of the studio, I think there's actually a line drop that Clark Energy dropped for that, I think, or they're in a few spots off that pole. So if you noticed out here, I don't know if you've been by it much, but it was a massive display.
Quite the display. Yeah.
And this water stands there in that lot. So
I had wondered that.
So they had a lot of issues this year with it. Kept tripping that and I guess like a ground fault kind of thing. It would shut it all down. Yeah. So they'd get back. They'd have to get Clark back out here to reset it. So you run into those kind of issues. And
I'd noticed in the past, like when they put it up, I was like, man, that's just standing water.
Yeah.
But I guess.
Well, you were right. Yeah. I mean, kind of a problem, but so, they made it work.
So they're not in Clay. So is this county that does this? We have talked for a long time about Christmas lights.
You know, no. Well, the Kiwanis Club started, had the idea to do this 3 or 4 years ago, and joined up with the city and the city tourism board in a 5-year agreement to get it started here. The plan is to eventually get in Clay City as well, which they started some stuff on their own this year.
Right.
But yeah.
Nothing like you in Stanton.
You're going to get me in trouble.
I'm Stanton proud. I'm sorry. That's me. Paul had nothing to do with it. No.
But, you know, it was just a 5-year agreement to so much money per year to invest into it to get it so big. And then, you know, here in a couple more years, I guess we'll kind of reevaluate if we're going to keep trying to build here a little more or try to do there. And
are we going
to
shoot for like a Southern Lights type thing?
Where it's I don't just, know. You never
it's
know.
Just one giant.
People have some big ideas, and hopefully, maybe down the road, those things can maybe even happen. You know. But.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll end it with this. We won't talk about the lights anymore. But like, I really enjoy it. It's like one of my favorite. Like, it's become like, oh yay, the lights are up.
Yep.
So yeah. All right. Let's take a little music break. So I've got a thing here that people can text me.
Uh huh.
And talk to me. And sometimes it, like, brings up old texts from earlier. And I was about to read it as if they were texting me. Wood and coal burning stove for sale. With fire brick lining. That has nothing to do with me in this show. I'm sorry. It's just
unless
left over from, like, radio.
Yeah.
If anybody needs a wood burning stove with fire brick lining, L also... will come with approximately 4x4 skid of red oak and walnut. So bring your truck and trailer, all for $325 firm. If you're interested, call Frank. I'm not going to give you the number because you should have been listening to radio earlier. And it's probably gone anyway.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
That's a heck of a deal for some red oak.
All right. So Paul and I were talking, and it breaks my heart that he hasn't got to sit down and listen to all the new Tom Petty, the Wildflower releases. So I'm gonna play a couple tunes, but one of them is going to be, it's Somewhere Under Heaven. It's one of the new 10. And this one kind of sticks out to me on the album, mm-hmm. or the extended album. It's a little more sprawling. It's because that's a pretty concise sounding record, and this one feels a little bigger, mm-hmm. like a little more open. So here's this. Here's Somewhere Under Heaven by Tom Petty.
Thank you. People in the city call me country because of how I walk and talk and smile. Well, I don't mind them laughing in the city, but the country folks all say I'm city-fied. The fighting men may say that I'm a coward because I never push no one around. Gentle people call me troublemaker, 'cause I'll always fight and stand my ground. Funny, I don't fit. Where have all the average people gone? Some pious people point and call me sinner, because to them I've never seen the light. Other folks think of me as a preacher. I'm just doing what I think is right. The wealthy people think that I am a hobo, lean and hungry, writing mournful songs. And the poor, poor people think I am a rich man, but really, I'm just trying to get along. Yes, it's funny, I don't fit. Tell me, where have all the average people gone? Yeah, the government has given me a number to simplify my birth and life and death. And still my woman thinks I'm all important, like moon and sun and sea and sky and breath. Yes, it's funny, I don't fit. Where have all the average people gone? Funny, I don't fit. Where have all the average people gone?
And dedicate them all to me. it's all I have to take your heart away. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
So there's that. Barry Gibb, Dolly Parton with words.
Dolly who?
Parton. Parton me.
Don't know her.
Yeah, she. I think she was on TV. On the TV back in the day. Anyhow, I think that was an old song from an earlier Bee Gees record that they just redid. Just them. And it sounded like it sounded. Before that was Roger Miller with Where Have All the Average People Gone. If you didn't pay attention, look up the lyrics to that. It's funny how things can stand the test of time. And before that was Tom Petty with Somewhere Under Heaven. Okay, so what the time is 11:29. You're Dodge Dinner. Dodge Dinner. Dodge Dinner time is 11:29. I don't even know what time it is. I'm just talking. I'm not cut out for radio.
But you got the face for it.
But I got the face for it. Hey. So we were talking briefly about how pop music has changed during the break. I'm going to try not to go way too into it. But what you said about the timbre.
Yeah.
Timbre? Is it
timbre? I don't know. I don't know if I'm stupid saying that word.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing I read recently was a discussion of how the focus, I guess is the best word I can think of off the top of my head, of pop music has shifted from being melody driven to timbre driven, if you will. So, you know, the sound and atmosphere of the songs are more important necessarily than the you know, the melody of it, and what else? You can chime in here. I'm trying to put it into words. It's difficult to...
Yeah, just the arrangements. And
yeah, the arrangements is a good way to put it.
The structure, like... And it's I'm not even to say that it's bad. Like, I'm not crapping on it.
Right.
It's just, it has shifted so quickly, too, mm-hmm. it seems. Like, it was a gradual shift. Like, from the 50s until 2010,
yeah, probably,
15,
yeah.
Like you could, it was made sense. You go, oh, okay, this is where things are going. This is where they've taken from this 10 years ago, 15 years, you know.
Yeah.
And then you can still hear where it all came from, but it feels more like they've taken it and polished it as opposed to taking it and created something totally new out of it. And that's not even accurate. I don't even know that that's accurate because it doesn't sound like old stuff.
That's true.
In a time of TikTok, also, like, I think that is indicative of how they view that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, TikTok is limited to what? Whatever it is. It's, you don't get
short
3.5 yeah. minutes, you know. And so, and I think even a lot of times on TikTok, because I try to go through here and, like, pick it out. I'm like, what is music now?
Yeah.
And, like, it's not even always the hook.
Right.
Like, there's the song, oh, I'm going to have to look it up in a second. But, yeah, like, just to give you, you know, I know we hated it. We dogged it. But, like, you know, nope. This. Is this the one? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, strings have always been a thing.
Right. I didn't expect to be talking.
What's
over
the
this
one tonight? That goes da 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 da. Is that this one? Yeah. Anyway, you know, like I would have never thought, but like there's something to be appreciated, I think, in these things. Like, at least however fabricated they may be,
right?
Like, there's some thought put into them,
right?
You know, and again, when I say thought put into it, I mean into the arrangements and the, like, these hooks will live on forever in yep. our heads, regardless of whether oh, yeah. we like them. Like,
that's true.
How many times have you seen this happen at a party? comes up and everybody sings.
Yeah, everybody knows it.
Everybody knows it. And, I, like, maybe I'm just old. I think that's really what it comes down to. But, like, I forget melodies now. And I think, I don't know, like with TikTok, like they move so quickly through trends. And I think that's another reason, I know I'm all over the place here, but like that's another reason why things have shifted quickly, I think, is because when you've got 10, 15 seconds and the trend changes so quickly, you're forced to shift.
Yeah.
You know, like you were, you know, when we were younger, trends would last years.
Well, I mean, you know, you think of it in decades, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, the 80s were this, the 90s were this, you right. know, the 60s were this.
Whatever. Yeah, and now, even when you see people on TikTok, I know it sounds like I've spent a lot of time on TikTok, and I do, but I'm trying to figure it out. like they'll even talk like, you remember 2017? You remember the music we used to listen to in 2017? How different it was from 2018? And you're like, well, you know, like it's, but they don't talk in decades anymore. It's right. like, it's like years, basically. And it's funny because you remember the, I don't remember, it was like a popular viral video when viral videos were new. And it was like the history of dance or whatever.
I don't remember that one.
And it was like some guy that went through all the dances up at, you know, and whatever. And it was like, here's the 60s, here's the 70s, here's the 80s, here's the 90s, here's the 2000s. Well, now they literally make history of dance videos on TikTok now. And they're like, first half of 2017, second half of 2017. You know, like it's much shorter.
Right.
Sorry, I'm going on way too long about that. What was the one? Because I want to play this. Are you at all familiar with TikTok? Like, have you seen anything that comes from TikTok?
Yes.
The, oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no. It's on, like, it's on all the memes.
I don't know about that one in particular.
So, man, I'm forgetting now. What was the name of this song? Oh, no, 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 no. it's an old 50s tune. And why can't... Oh, Remember Walking in the Sand. It was the Shangri-Las. So it's an old tune, and it's a cool one. Sorry, I think that's... I'm going to do that. I'm going to do a TikTok theme show where I go find all these samples from like popular TikTok songs and like play the originals. And there's some deep cuts. Like, whoever is... Because, you know, like, there's a producer out there. Somebody's out there making new beats and cutting up all these old things. So I don't know if they just find them. But, like, I get really, like, and I don't know much about it, but I get really excited when I hear about, like, these, I guess they what once were DJs.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go through these old records and find this and go, this is it. And they would take 2 seconds of some string arrangement and make a loop out of it for Jam Master Flex or whatever, you know.
Right.
Anyways, sorry. So this was the original one. Yeah, it's a jam.
Yeah.
And it does the... That's tasty. So, this is not what you expected for the night. I'm sure, Paul. So this is the... I'm going to see if I can... Surely it's not going to be hard. The TikTok. The Oh No 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 song. It's titled here. And it's always something... I'm not going to play the ad. It's always something, you know, that goes along with Oh No. But they speed it up.
Uh-huh.
You know, and yeah. It's always like a cat knocking stuff off the table or something. But there's so many of these, and anyways, what I was really trying to get at is this song that all these kids love was once a popular. And when I say popular, I mean like amongst the deep cut nerds.
Yeah,
Aerosmith song. Aerosmith did a cover of this. No, come on now. Oh, I still got YouTube playing here. TikToks everywhere. TikToks galore.
TikTok?
TikToks. Ticks. They talk and they talk and they walk. So, yeah. You know,
yeah.
Aerosmith. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like Aerosmith. Anyway, I'm going to let that play behind until it gets to the part. What's your favorite Aerosmith song?
Favorite Aerosmith song?
What a turn this night is.
Yeah, I would, not a question I was prepared for, but I would. I mean, it's kind of a cop out, but I mean, it's hard not to pick Dream On.
It is, yeah.
I mean,
it is a good one.
Yeah.
Talk about arrangement,
yeah.
And structure. That one nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Steven Tyler's good at singing.
Yeah. And that's got some great guitar stuff. Oh.
Yeah, great guitar stuff. The production on... Do we know who did that?
I don't off the top of my head.
Yeah, man, it sounded good. I think my favorite one... This is... All the Aerosmith fans are probably going to hate me. I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to play it. And maybe this is because...
Pink?
You're my favorite color. Here we go. Do you remember this one? It's 2001. This was like... I think there was a making the video for it. Do you remember this one?
Struggling now.
You'll...
Oh, yes. Yeah. I just haven't heard it in so long.
Yeah, right? I was thinking about it the other day, and I can't remember if I found out that they did the cover first. I don't remember. But yeah, I've listened to the song like 3 times this week. Yeah. So you know. What a great...
Yeah, I definitely remember this.
That's a good...
Yeah.
But also like true form Aerosmith. Like it could have been put in any...
Yeah.
Decade. So back on the pop music topic. Is there a recent pop artist that you're like kind of into or care about or that you just hate so much that you want to tell everybody?
No, I mean, I have to show my ignorance on the subject probably. I don't know that much of it. Most of my exposure to it probably comes from my wife Kenzie, so
sure,
she's really a big fan of The Weeknd, so I do dig some of his stuff quite a bit.
Yeah, and he's like there are some things in there that are really cool, but this could be argued about any decade, but like, you know, the really popular stuff is not always the best stuff of the time, you know, like, and I wonder this often, like, who are the underground people of like the 50s and 60s?
Yeah.
You know, like we don't come across that often. And I feel like it's mostly because if you were real underground, you just didn't get a record.
Right.
Because it was expensive and you had to have money to back you to put out a record. So.
Maybe this is just me thinking more specifically about the music that I always listened to more, but I feel like there was kind of a time, especially there, like probably in the mid-60s through mid-70s, where a lot of the best music was also the most popular.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something that doesn't happen.
Right.
Like, and that's, I guess,
and I wonder if that could just be my perception of it. I mean, you know, what's best to one person could be the worst to another. Sure. But
have you spoken to your... Because your dad's a bit of a historian. Music, a bit. He's very knowledgeable. Like, has he mentioned these things to you?
Yeah, that's probably where I get the idea of that from.
So, and I would imagine he would know much better than we would.
Yeah. I think that's probably an idea he's expressed to me. It's kind of simmered in the back of my brain there. I mean, if you grew up in the 80s, you think, well, the 80s was the best music. But, you know, I mean, then we get into, you know, arguing about what's the best music. And,
sure.
You know.
But when you talk about the 60s, you don't, there's not as much argument there.
That's true.
Like, everybody goes, yep. This is it. Yep. Beatles. Like, whether or not you like the Beatles, you say that the Beatles, they were the most popular band.
Right.
And they were you know,
arguably the best.
Subjectively yeah. the best, you know. But, and I'm sure there were people that hated the Beatles in yeah. the 60s. But, like, what were they listening to? You know?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, what were the people that hated
it's
the Beatles?
It's not like they probably had a lot
to?
Of alternatives. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, and, but, like, do you?
I don't know.
Do you have alternatives? Like, are you forced to go to someone's garage and listen to garage bands that aren't getting on record? Like, you had to go to these crappy little bars to hear your favorite songs.
Yeah, I guess. Or, you know, maybe there just wasn't as much out there then. Mm. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. These are.
It's possible yeah. with the cultural shift at that time as well that, you know, people that didn't like that just preferred to listen to, you know, the 50s music.
Sure.
Or
and, yeah, and that's the thing, too. Like, you had the older folks
right.
that didn't like the Beatles, but because they liked Lawrence Welk or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So there's that side of it. But I'm talking, like, who were the kids...
They were, like, too cool?
They were, like, too cool for the Beatles. Yeah.
I guess the Beach Boys.
No, you know,
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Because,
to me.
I mean, you know, a lot of people probably argue that Brian Wilson is, you know, yeah. maybe the greatest pop composer. I don't know. I don't know if people were that snobbish then.
Surely. I don't know. Also, if you think about it, like, music, recorded music, is kind of new.
That's true.
You know, so there's a good chance that in the 50s and 60s, people were still, like, everything they heard was new.
Yeah.
So the medium in and of itself was, there was integrity there, maybe. You know, and, yeah. and I know that there's definitely stuff that was recorded then that's...
right.
You know, but you can't say that those people were talentless. You know, like, if you went into a studio, somebody had to know how to play it.
Right.
Somebody, you know, and most of the time you had one take. You had 10 minutes to do a 6-minute song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We're getting into some pretty subjective territory here.
We are, but that's okay.
Yeah. So what was I going to say? Oh, like, there is definitely interesting poppy stuff. Like, I love these Billie Eilish mm-hmm. beats and stuff. There's some really interesting textures going on. But this goes yeah. back to the sound that you were talking
right.
about. Like... the textures. I don't know what she's saying. Maybe some people do. But, like, this sounds cool.
Yeah.
And I feel like, that's where the value is
right.
in the sound. It's nothing to do with, like, does it move you? And whether it can move people or not is besides
right.
the conversation. Like,
it's more about a feeling it creates just by the sound of
right.
it.
Right. Less the content.
Right.
Yeah. Or maybe more.
And maybe that's just kind of a commentary on our culture as it is today. You know,
yeah.
I don't know that people have the patience to sit and listen to a full album of material.
And that's true. And that goes back to the 15-second thing. Like,
yeah.
you know, if all you know is 15 seconds of a song, of course you're not going to sit through 45 minutes of the same
right.
the same artist's album.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like when I poke around with some of the newer stuff, and I say this with the utmost sincerity, if you are listening and I am... talking about pop and you think, hey, there's some new stuff that you should listen to, I want you to send it to me because I want to hear it. And I don't mean, this is not a challenge. Like, I'm sure it's out there, but, like, I want to know. I want to know, you know, if you're 19 and you're listening to this show, tell me what you listen to. I know you're not. I know that's not happening. But, sometimes I just want to go crash a college party and be like, hey, play something. Like, that's how I want to crash the party. What are you here for? I'm just here for the music, man. But I don't know. I don't, like...
Yeah, I don't know what you would hear.
Yeah. I don't either.
But there's probably not any college parties right now. Free to crash, so...
That is true. I'm sorry. That was socially irresponsible. Yeah. I do not want to go to any parties right now. In fact, I'm hoping there are no parties happening.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping we're all being responsible...
Everyone out there is being a responsible
Everyone
individual,
out there, yeah.
taking care of their fellow man. That's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Times of the fellow man. Oh, man! Like, I don't even look at so. Like, I'm looking at fans also like here. I don't even know who King Princess is. That's a great name, though.
It is a great name.
Melanie Martinez. Who is this? Who are these people? What is this? This is a. This sound is popular too. Okay. So that feels like Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Is she thinking high off helium? Did you hear that?
I missed that.
Yeah. That's and that becomes a thing, too. Like the tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Becomes part of the production.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
I wish that I had the patience to sit down with more pop music so I could, like, really break it down and get into it and go, okay, this is where things have gone. I don't know. I've lost my ability to do anything. I feel like there was a point where, like, you and I could have, like, written some papers on this stuff.
Probably.
You know, like, and they would have been halfway intelligible and, like, meant something in terms of this is where music has gone and come from. But I don't know. I'm just so disconnected anymore. All I want to listen to is, like, Tom Petty.
Yeah. I think it's just for getting old.
Yeah, I really think that has a lot to do with it. And it does. It absolutely, because they don't make pop music for people in their 30s.
No.
Well, they do. It's called country
music,
I think, right? Like,
that's the only thing I can come up with.
I mean, say top 40s, you know, country radio.
Rock has been not mainstream for
a while now.
Yeah, I mean, when was the last big rock hit? You know, I don't know.
Probably, what was his name? He was an American Idol guy. Bald. I can't think of it.
I don't know.
Chris something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, I'm losing. I used to be so much better at this game. Anyway.
And probably the few biggest ones I can think of off the top of my head of the past few years have been covers.
Yeah. That's a big thing, too. Especially this last year. Have you noticed this, too? Like, even amongst, like, the circles that we would be more familiar with, a lot of covers. A lot of people doing David Bowie covers, like, recently.
Chris Daughtry, apparently.
That's it! Chris Daughtry! That's
Daughtry, okay. Yeah.
Daughtry. That's the one I was thinking. Thank you.
Although she mentions Greta Van Fleet as well.
Yes. But that, I wouldn't call that top 40.
No. Well, you know, yeah.
It's popular. I also think that that's no longer a gauge, because the radio doesn't have the same demographic as it once, you know. Like 104.5 The Cat, have you noticed this? This is a funny thing. So what used to be the hits of today is like the hits of a few days ago. Like 104.5 The Cat plays, they're not necessarily up to date, unless it's
really
something like Billie Eilish or something like that.
Hmm.
Like it is, but they're not like playing all this stuff.
Yeah,
like
there's
a lot
of
last five or 10 years.
Like, gotcha.
They cover,
because I mean, my memory of 104.5 was my sister making mixtapes.
Yeah,
you know, like this was like, you know, mid '90s. So, gosh, I don't even know what all it would have been. I mean, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and 98 Degrees
And actually, I don't even know that 104.5 is the one I'm listening to. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, that was the big like local. You know,
yeah.
What's the big hit? I mean, I remember hearing the Macarena on there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, I remember
times have changed a little
Dad
bit.
Dad used to drive around, because Dad was cooler than I wasn't when I was in high school. Dad was cooler than I was when I was in high school.
Yeah.
We would drive around listening to Macarena.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't in high school. I guess I was in elementary school. But what was that? The boot.
Yeah.
The
yep.
pony or whatever.
Yep.
That was a big one. But it was like, I remember on Friday and Saturday nights, they had like dance remixes of the pop songs.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
So that was,
I remember always trying to get a good copy of Let Me Clear My Throat off of there.
Let me clear my throat.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny. As I turned my mic off to clear my throat.
Yeah. The irony.
The irony. Oh, what am I even? Oh, talk about, and again, showing my age here. This was, like, one of my favorite pop songs of the past decade. I sang this, like, just, like, I'm sorry. I sang this, like, on autopilot for a long time. You okay? Sorry. So, yeah, I would just sing this on autopilot. And, even when I didn't want to. I'm sorry that I'm subjecting everyone to this. Here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby. But yeah, and again, maybe it's just I feel like the older I get, the more I realize that everything I thought I knew about music and like where it comes from and what makes it good is ultimately, I think, has more to do with where I am mentally and emotionally.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just discovered that I can't breathe water. Oh, terrible timing.
Yeah. You're like, yeah.
I'm so good, man.
I tried to bring you back into the conversation a little too early. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm just going to fill everybody in so it doesn't seem great. Paul's choking on water.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to keep it rolling like nothing happened. And he's like, oh. Sorry.
This is good radio.
This is good radio. Good radio.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, what was I saying? I'm talking over common name.
Well, you know.
But yeah, like I think it has, I think music and what makes good music is much more culturally relevant than talent or skill or knowledge. Because I think all of that is incredibly relevant, apparently. You know, like for me to say, and I try to stop myself, but for me to assume that some person who has spent hours behind a computer making beats and doing whatever, like, that's still creation. Mm-hmm. You're still creating things. You're still caring about it, you know, and I'm like, there's always going to be people that make things that they aren't excited about, that they just do it. But, yep. I don't know. This is what I concern myself with.
Sitting up, you know. Thinking the deep thoughts.
Thinking the deep thoughts. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But my goal here on this show is to play as much as I can. Mm-hmm. Like, I play songs that I don't necessarily like. Because I you know, honestly, I wish I had this station when I was 15.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think WSKV here is on top of it, you know?
Yeah.
And
it was very different when we were 15.
Very different. And I'm super grateful for them allowing me to do this show. Sorry, I'm mostly just talking about me for a second.
That's fine.
Because it's almost the end of the show. But, yeah, I say this all the time. I'm thankful that they've given me the opportunity to do this. WSKV feels a little bit like a well-put-together college station to me sometimes, you know, in the mm-hmm. choice of music. But, anyhow. So I don't even know what's playing now.
The next song off that album.
The next song, Good Time. It's called Good Time. Anyways, you remember the Jimmy Fallon toys? He did all the songs with the children's toys.
Yep.
That was great. He did the Call Me Maybe. Did you ever see that one?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's good. It's great. I think that is why that song, as they say, lives rent-free in my mind these days, is because of that video.
Yeah.
It was just so, like, he had a little tykes.
Yeah, like a Glockenspiel type thing.
Glockenspiels, yeah. I also think that we are the only people that know what a Glockenspiel is from our childhood.
Probably. I still have mine.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think that everyone experienced that. That's the funny thing about childhood. And this is probably a bigger statement than I... When I first started saying this, I didn't realize it. But now I realize this is probably a bigger statement. From our childhood, like, the things that you experience, it's really easy to assume that that's what everyone experiences.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Because your world is so small as a child. So, like, I don't know how many times I've just even said the word Glockenspiel to, like, non-musicians and expected them to know what I was talking about.
Right.
Because of Kinder music. Nope. Nobody knows what a Glockenspiel is.
You and me.
Just me and you and Drew probably knows. Yeah. Who was in that?
I don't even remember. How old? I mean, we had to have been...
I think it was kindergarten.
Was it kindergarten?
First grade. Because I was at Stanton, and I left Stanton by second grade. So.
Yeah, it was probably kindergarten then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even remember who was in it, to be honest with you. I vaguely remember getting together and practicing with that little thing. Like the I still have... One of the mouths broke.
Yeah, I lost the ball.
I think it's hot glued together or something.
That's good.
It drives me crazy to play with it now, though, because it's only got the 8 notes. It doesn't have all 12,
right?
So I can't play everything.
Yeah, you're stuck in C.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to play in C.
You can't play cross Glockenspiel, I don't think.
Turn it upside down.
Flip it around. That's a joke for all you non-musicians out there.
Yeah. If you're ever playing a Glockenspiel or any xylophone, you play a cross xylophone. Pick up, just turn it upside down.
Yeah, you know, you play in the key that's the fifth of the... You'd be playing in G if you play it, I guess, or something, right?
Yeah, so cross-glock is... Oh, you got to watch. That's one of those words you got to be real careful about saying fast. oh. Anyhow, okay, so it's almost the end of the night, but nobody cares what I do. So is there anything else? Is there anything you'd like to conclude with?
I think I've said everything I need to say.
No, I'm done.
No, this has been awesome. You know, it's like kind of catching up, essentially. You know,
yeah,
I mean, it's pretty cool to be able to hang out and talk about music and hope somebody heard something that made them laugh. Or
I'm sure that happened.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know,
well, not
at least
not
entertain
with
maybe
us, at us maybe.
Yeah, at us for sure. Yeah, yeah, but no, you know, it's. We listened to so much music and played so much music together over the years that, you know, it's almost like, you know, the finish each other's sentences kind of thing a lot of times. Like, you know, I think that when it comes to talking about music, that's, you and I probably could do that because we've discussed a lot of this stuff so much over the years.
Yeah, so I apologize to the listeners if we've gotten away from... clarity, because we have been doing it. Because you'll say something and I go, I know what you mean, and then we just like skip to the end of that conversation because we can fill it in. So I apologize to anyone out there that has no clue what we've been talking about for the last 45 minutes, I would say, safely. But if you're following us, holler at me, because we should hang out probably.
Yeah. If you understood anything
if
we said.
If you understood anything we said. But that's, you know, I do think it's safe to say that at 11, you know, 12 o'clock on a Monday night, you're probably going to be on this wavelength.
Yeah.
A little bit, at least, you know. So thanks so much, Paul.
Yep.
Paul Mallory, thank you very, very much for hanging out. Anytime you want to come back on.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a little leeway professionally. Like, if we hang out professionally, I don't feel like I'm breaking suggestions from the CDC. Like, I'm less likely to call you to come to the house. But this is work. You know, I have to
do
this. This is essential. let's see. Okay, it is now 12:01, which means I am going to play the song that I always play when it is after midnight. And I'm also, I don't know if...
Is it closing time?
It should be. I don't know why I don't do that. Oh, actually, I do know why I don't do that. So, in the way that I always end it, I'm going to give you the Dodge Tanner time. So, I'm setting this up because I'm buying myself time because I forgot to do this beforehand.
You said you've never had any dead air.
I've never had dead air, so I'm just talking. Just talking. Just... All right, thanks, everybody, for listening to Nightlife with Josh Nolan. That's me right here. On 104.9 WSKV. What? Oh. I did it. There we go. Good night.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chug, lug, and shine. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang. Gonna shake your tambourine. After-
after midnight. It's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion and give an exhibition and find out what is a holy haven. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang. Suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is on labor. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang.